Happy Wednesday and welcome to a new teaching from It's Time For Me. So today, as we move on with our topic around stagnancy and flow, I wanted to talk to you about how we can actually create more flow in our body by tuning into the cycle of our body. So I've been reading a really interesting book called The Circadian Code, which is all about the functioning of when we sleep, when we eat, and how that lines up with actually keeping a body that's in flow. It really gets into talking about this idea of people who do shift work or like longer hours, and how when we go against the natural cycle of how our body should flow and when we eat at certain times, how that can actually have an impact in terms of our flow in our life, but more importantly, starting from a flow in the body, having certain maybe illnesses come up or certain things happen. So what I'd like you to do today is to really look at your sleeping and your eating patterns. You know, I used to go through a habit of eating quite late at night, like even like 9 or 10 o'clock, or like when we do some of our classes that finish at 10 or half 10 sometimes, I actually find that I'm really, really hungry after those classes and I start to eat. That then leads me to staying up later. You know, I might go to bed at like 1 or even 2 o'clock. And then that kind of knocks me out of sync, so that when I get up at my normal time of like 8 o'clock, I don't really want to eat anything because I'm full from the night before. So all of these things have like actually such an intrinsic impact on all of us. And it, you know, we're looking at stagnancy and flow from an emotional perspective, a spiritual perspective, and a practical perspective in terms of our action steps. But what about actually tuning in to the natural cycle and rhythm of our body? Because if we have flow and movement within ourselves, we will naturally then have that out of ourselves in all other parts of our lives. So look at today, what time you're going to bed at. Do you go to bed at a good time? You know, they kind of say 10, even 11 o'clock is a good time. They also say that if we go, this isn't anything to do with the book, but I know this from before, that if we go to bed after midnight, it actually is really, really bad on the body and can have long-term health impacts. Then I'd like you to look at how much sleep you're actually getting. Do you wake up naturally? Do you have to be like, are you somebody that their alarm goes off and you're hitting the alarm all of the time because the body really doesn't want to wake up? Is that because you've gone to bed late and not had enough sleep? Are you getting your 8 hours sleep a night? These are really important things. And then I want you to look at when you're eating and how you're eating. Are you eating regular meals throughout the day? Do you skip breakfast? Do you skip lunch? Do you skip dinner? What kind of foods are you eating to nurture the body? And when is the last meal of the day? What time do you stop eating in the evening, whether that's a snack or actually your main meal? And then the other piece is looking at how you're hydrating your body. So how much water intake are you taking? There's calculators on Google that you can look up to put in your body weight to find out how much water you should be intaking in a particular day based on your stones or the pounds that you have in your weight. So these are three elements I'd like you to look at. The sleep and the food are really important for the cycles, and we're talking about the natural cycle and the rhythm that the body would move into. So this book, which is, I'm only halfway through, it's quite, if you do buy it, The Circadian Code, it is quite a heady book. So like you would maybe just take a few pages at a time or a chapter at a time. It's a lot to take in. But they actually talked about like farmers, like and people back in times when they didn't have alarm clocks or, you know, even electricity at times, they would wake up with, you know, the crowing of a cock in the morning, and they would wake up with the sound of that, or they would wake up with the rising of the sun. How the body was in sync with the natural rhythm of life, and how we, because we're so busy, we work shift works, we might work late at night, and we might eat differently, we're actually out of that natural rhythm with life in general, and how it can have a big impact on our bodies and the flow of our life. Like, it's actually, this is all about flow. So something to think about. And it's also about stagnancy, because anything that holds us back, whether it's tiredness, fatigue, you know, minor kind of illness or sickness, or things that are just a bit off, or major sickness as well, are all going to affect how we move forward in our life. So have a think about that, and I'll talk to you very soon.